Everybody.
What up, though?
Welcome to the Just Asking Podcast,
where we have weekly discussions about life,
relationships,
and current events. My name is Mark Askin.
My name is Kenye Askin.
And we are
Just Askin.
Welcome back. Hello, everybody.
We're back.
So look, we were doing real good. We were recording and putting things out every Monday for like 3 weeks straight. We lost power.
Yeah.
This ain't no excuse. This is like the real deal. We lost power for a long time, like over 24 hours.
Right.
And we
day that we decided to record, yeah, it went out.
It went out. And it was out until the following day.
Right.
So yeah, that's why you guys don't have one last week. But interesting enough, we went and got a we didn't talk about going to go get a generator.
Oh.
So I've been putting off getting a generator since we bought the house. And I was like, you know, this would be a good time to just go get one. Keep in mind, I didn't know that generators are very scarce, being that COVID and everything that's going on. There's no generators. Like, they're far and few in between. So Found one. We drove a little distance to go pick it up. Went to go see my parents, I think it was.
Yeah, and to drop food off over there because...
Oh, yeah, because our refrigerator ran out.
Yeah, and it was packed full of fresh produce and everything.
Yeah, so, which was actually a blessing in disguise because we had a lot of food in there that we weren't going to eat.
Plus, we were able to clean out the refrigerator. Exactly. Like, wipe it down.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had a bunch of meat, and if you guys have listened to any of the other podcasts, we are on a plant-based
diet. Started. I didn't.
Correct. But you are now.
So, yeah, on July 13th is when I started.
Hey.
So, we missed the other podcast to tell you that. But, yeah, so, and I've been going strong.
Going strong.
I haven't had any, like, strong urges to the point where...
Really, babe.
Now, sometimes I will wake up in...
My wife
almost
wake up
to tears. Like,
my wife wake up in the middle of the night
thinking of some of the breakfast food I can't eat.
She like, but, babe, you sleep? No. You know what sound good?
But like in the first week, I would go reach for something that I am used to eating
and
that
it can
I
be
can't eat.
It can be something small like granola bars,
right,
and/or Pop-Tarts or whatever the case.
So I would literally like pick it up, almost open them, like, and I just like slowly put it back with a sad face.
Yeah. I've learned that 50% of starting any particular diet is mental.
Yeah.
So
now I'm not doing that. Like, I don't even go searching for it or looking at it.
I think so. Like, when I say mental, I'm thinking like really thinking about all the things you can't have.
Right.
Which, I mean, it's
initially it might be that way.
Right. But so, as you continue, like, it kind of becomes like the norm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, to me, it's not really that hard. And again, I can only speak for myself.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get back to the generator story. So we bought a generator, dropped the food off at my parents, came home. I put oil in it, went and got some gas, filled it up, ran the cables all through the house. And as soon as I went to go plug in the refrigerator, the power came back on. So that was our week. In a nutshell, we did go see my brother. My brother's in town from Vegas. So we went and saw him over the weekend. And was that it?
And one day we, like, I was just like so tired of being in the house. You know, we really still aren't doing much.
Right.
So one day we just got out and was like driving around.
Oh, that was over the week. And we went and got smoothies and we went to Whole Foods and Dick's and Target and all these places. It seemed like we did a lot, but
no,
it was really
mainly
just,
Mark was going
was,
in and
was,
out.
It was really just
we were just sitting in the car.
Her just sending me into the fire. I'm like, babe, can you jump out and run and grab that? I'm not doing that. You must be crazy. COVID ain't gone. But that's like highlight. That's like the highlight, though.
Yeah,
like,
it was fun, though. Literally. The kids was like, so we just gonna drive around? I was like, either that or we could sit in the house.
Oh, wait, but we also went to go see Keith and Kiana.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
For the first time.
For the first time in like 6 months, like yeah. It seemed like. So,
I mean, we've been FaceTiming Kiana.
Yeah, because, you know, Keith is hit and miss.
So, yeah.
So, but it was nice to get out. And we're still, you know, practicing social distancing. Everybody has their mask on. Kids have their masks. And Kiana and them, they have a deck, so we were outside.
They were on one side, we were on the other.
Yeah, the kids was able to play and run around. Cam was so bored, he was literally just like, was sprinting from like, I have no idea what he was doing.
He said, well, I have to get in my workout for the
day. All right, okay. Kids are a little weird. So anyways, yeah, that was our week. This is our first time actually having a recap because we did something. So I know next week we'll probably have a lot more to talk about.
Oh, I wanted to bring up the book that I told you guys that I was reading. Mm-hmm. It's called A Taste of Power by Elaine Brown. I never said what it was about, but she ended up becoming like the leader of the Black Panther Party when Huey had to go into exile for a bit of time. And the book, it like talks about her childhood up until the point where she became in the Black Power movement or whatever.
Panther.
And it is like a fascinating story. I'm always like giving Mark Cliff notes of what's going on. It's a crazy book. It's so good though.
So Amazon recommended this book and I had sent it to you before we ordered it. And it was like, this is the second greatest book after Malcolm X.
Yeah, the autobiography
of Malcolm X.
Yes.
So I don't know if that holds true yet, but for what it is so far, you like it.
Good. Okay. I definitely would recommend this book. And I also am thinking about starting a book club with you guys. Mm-hmm. There's a book called Relational Intelligence.
Okay.
And it's by Darius. I forgot his last name, but someone recommended this on Instagram and they read some excerpts from it and it sounds really good. And it's about like any type of relationship, friendship, you know, actual relationship. And it sounds good.
All right. So and if nobody joins the book club, I'll join it with you.
But yeah, so if I start this up, I want to get the book.
What,
you in the next two weeks, maybe.
Okay, so beginning of August.
And then we can, like, every week talk about...
We'll have a segment for it. We'll
chapter
have a,
or whatever.
Yeah, we'll have a K's book club segment. And you can chat. So, was that it for recap?
Yes.
All right, let's go ahead and move over into our Clown of the Week.
So, the Clown of the Week for this week... it's not a new story, but if you haven't heard about it, Judge Mary Ellen Brennan has ordered a 15-year-old, her name is Grace, to juvenile detention during this pandemic.
Right. She's been in there for a minute.
Yeah. And the original reason... Okay, so she was on probation. She was acting out against her mom, I'm assuming, and...
And some other things.
Yeah. So, I don't know if she was, like, hitting her mom or whatever the case. Somehow, she got onto probation because of this, and a requirement was that she had to make sure she's on top of her homework and things like that.
Right. And this is pre-corona.
Right.
Correct.
So, then the corona hit or whatever, and... all the schools moved to online learning.
Right.
Well, she has, I'm assuming, a learning disability of some sort where she gets help from the school.
Right.
Like a tutor. Obviously, she wasn't getting that help. Well, not obviously, but she wasn't getting the help that she needed to complete her work. And it was becoming like overwhelming for her. So she fell behind. And, but the teacher had said that she was catching back up and becoming more engaged. And this is understandable because a lot of kids had a hard time transitioning to online learning. Yeah, like, it was something new, something never done before. Like, so to me, that's understandable. Well, not to the judge. She had another court date, and the judge said that she was a danger to society. Allegedly, she said she's a danger to society and her mother, and she has to do what's right and send her to juvenile detention.
And she's not going to let the media feel her,
sway her
decision, right?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm just tired of the criminalization of things that could, that we could do better or give better solutions.
Right.
Instead of sending someone to jail, not to make them better, it, to me, it does the opposite.
Yeah, it's definitely like a punishment.
And right.
There's no type of reconciliation or
no understanding.
Healing. And
no empathy.
Yeah, there's definitely no empathy in it. Because, and I really hate to use the race card, but
of course she, Grace is black.
Grace is a young black female. And they're
us. And there's statistics that show that.
That's what I was getting to. Yeah, go ahead.
Black girls are criminalized for petty things, basically,
and
at a much larger rate.
And they're also looked at as being
a danger to society.
Well, I was going to say they're also looked at being a lot older and a lot
That's
more,
black children in general.
Right.
Like, they don't have empathy towards black children. Instead of sending her to juvenile detention, what about mandatory
counseling,
psychological therapy?
Right. Or monitored visits or monitor tutoring or give her the tools that she needs to stay on track. And I think the school.
And then,
go ahead.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think the school was able to provide her with the tutor that she needed or the assistance that she needed to get caught back up. But it's like, is she doing her homework in jail?
Right. And then the teacher didn't want this. They said she has a hard time in school as it is. Like, why penalize her for something that all kids went through? A lot of kids were not staying on top of and still weren't, but they're not being criminalized for it.
Right.
I get that she was on probation and I get this was a requirement, but you have to take in consideration the situation.
Yeah, and that's
it wasn't a normal situation.
Right.
You also have to take in consideration that she needed help. She was overwhelmed. Like,
it's a lack of empathy.
I just don't understand not having empathy for children. They said that she has a lot of trauma that she's dealing with from her childhood. And I'm like, this girl needs therapy, if nothing else. This is just going to
make things worse.
Yeah,
this ain't going to make it any better.
So
yeah, she definitely getting clowned.
She'll never forget this in her entire life. Like, this will also be added trauma to somebody that's already going through trauma.
In addition to her having an actual record. For
right.
her being like.
Yeah, the school to prison pipeline is a real thing.
That's what I was going to reference earlier.
Because, like, that's why black children or children of color are highly
likely
criminalized
yeah.
because it's like they want them to get a record, so then it's harder for them in life.
Yeah, in addition to it just being
like
hard.
Things that can just be rectified with something else. Why do we have to always resort to putting kids in jail?
Black children, specifically.
Especially if it's something non-violent.
Yep.
Yes, it was the original thing where she got on to probation, but the violation was not violent. It wasn't.
It wasn't warranted. The consequences doesn't match the crime.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there anything we can do? Are they doing petitions?
Or? They do have a petition out there. You can go to, I believe, change.org.
Uh huh.
That's where I do most of my petitions
daily.
Signing. Yes, I'm literally signing petitions all day, every day. Find that, or you can just Google the story and I'm sure petitions will come up about it. Please, let's help get this girl out of juvenile detention for no reason.
All right, let's go ahead and move over into our viral minute.
My left stroke just went viral.
This week's viral minute comes from the creator of Curlbox.
Someone that I love.
Yeah. Miley Teal. She's always dropping gems. I love following her. I love watching her stories. She has like good quotes She gives great business advice. I originally started following her due to her podcast, which is the My Leak, My Taught You podcast. Then I found out about her Curl Box
subscription.
Yeah, subscription. Mark subscribed me to it. And I love the products. They're full size products for free. Well,
not for free. Well, they're free for you. Hey, definitely not free, my man.
Well, you have to subscribe to it, but the products that you're getting in the amount.
Yeah.
It is a small fee for what you're getting.
Yep.
Anyway, that was funny. Anyway, she does these My Leak Minutes, mm-hmm. and I thought this was a good clip talking about
growth,
something that we all experience, and I just wanted to share.
All right, here it is.
Where I was just like, I'm no longer growing because I'm so committed to this bullshit loyalty that I'm on. Like, you know, I never want to be the person that's like, appears disloyal. It appears to be a character flaw when you move on from something. And I also found some really good information about why people reject your growth. So it's just that people, when you are really clear on who you are, what you need, where you need to go, and there's something about becoming a second time mom that really got me crystal clear on who I am, on what I need to do and how I need to do it. There is something about knowing that, you know, for the next 2 decades and essentially the rest of my life, I am going to have to care for some other human beings. And it's like, when it's just me, I don't think I cared enough about myself or my future, which sounds crazy to do that. But then when it's like, these kids don't have anything to do with it. So I got clear, and it's like, when other people are not clear on who they are and where they're going, your growth feels like a rejection to them, right? And I noticed that a lot of times when I may share something about how I'm choosing to do something, it's like, or how I'm choosing to parent, or how I'm choosing to go about something. If somebody didn't do that, they feel attacked. And it's like, this is not an attack on you. Me growing or me choosing to do something is not an attack on you because of what you did or didn't do. It does not matter. This is not about you, but it is so hard for people to not make your growth about them.
I often wonder why people like get mad when another person grows. It's like, oh, you acting funny, or
you think you
better than me. Yeah. And it's like, why does me growing have anything to do with you?
All right, let's go ahead and move over into our music segment. All right, so another good week for music. We are going to talk about Versus, obviously, because it was an epic battle. Top three, I think.
It wasn't the top?
No, it was the number one in regards to views and all this. It was one of the top three.
Yes.
Because we can.
Yes.
You got Badu and all them other ones.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, we'll go ahead and cover that shortly. But I did want to cover some new music. So first things first, Logic came out with a new album. I've talked about them in the past, but if you get a chance or if you're looking to listen to some new music, go ahead, check out Logic. The name of his project is called No Pressure. Also, Rhapsody came out with it's an EP because she doesn't have a lot of songs on there. I think she has maybe like 5 or 6, but she came out with a new project called Too Lyrical, and it's dope. Just, you know, if you want to listen to something different, check out Rhapsody, check out Logic.
Now, I know every time I like wash my hair and things like that, I listen to new music.
Mm-hmm.
And I had heard about this artist from someone else. I can't remember who, but the artist's name is Cleo So.
Okay.
And the album is called Rose in the Dark. And it has a nice groove to it.
What you tell me, babe? Ooh, the bass.
Yeah, the bass. Bass, like in every song, is like on point. It has a really nice groove. I really like doing my hair while I was listening to it. And she also, on certain songs, reminded me of like Solange's style.
Yeah, kind of. I can see that.
Yeah.
She's real eclectic. Yeah. Like artsy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I enjoyed it. I didn't finish listening to it, though. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's it?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the verses.
Oh, gosh.
I sounded like them. I always
didn't
do.
Didn't they say the Battle of the Dogs?
Battle of the Dogs. That was, that was terrible marketing. But so here's the thing. DMX and Snoop Dogg had a versus. And it was highly...
problematic.
But it was highly enjoyable.
Yes, it was enjoyable. Also problematic.
It was definitely... And we use problematic a lot because it's things that... was acceptable at one point in time.
That's not
acceptable now.
Like when DMX kept saying, "Where my bees at?
Yeah, where my bees at?"
I'm like, dude,
we
Snoop Dogg was cracking like, up.
We can't call them bees nowadays.
Right.
Back then.
But see, like, I don't really take things
like take that to
offensively,
yeah,
like that, because like that's like me accepting that I'm a bee, like,
right? And
that's
a whole nother argument, because girls use it as a term of endearment. Like,
but that don't mean everybody can say it to each other.
I get it. Whatever. We're not.
Be careful.
But anyway, even the songs, though, was like, wow, this is unacceptable.
Right.
Snoop Dogg played that like when I met you last.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, Nate
Dogg. And
the
crazy part is like, I like the song. But it's just like, dang.
And she even licked my... I was like, okay. Okay. I don't know what we were listening to back in the day.
Man, kids listening to this.
But it was amazing.
You probably wasn't, but I was.
Babe, we are only like months apart.
I'm saying your parents, I'm sure, wasn't listening to this in the car.
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah, with you. With you. All right.
Well, not my mom, my dad.
All right, babe. Stay focused. What type of the process? Focus.
Funny.
Focus.
That is funny.
So, yeah, we're going to do what we always do. We're going to pick our top song from each artist. And we only pick in top. We ain't doing...
Don't tell me what to do.
Wow. We're not doing top six.
Okay.
All right.
You not.
You go first.
Okay. So, my favorite DMX song is Party Up.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I do like the Rough Riders anthem, mm-hmm, and How's It Going Down.
So
I love those songs.
Keep in mind, this was another verses where my wife was kind of confused. She was like, I don't get why they would put him with Snoop. Like, I don't get it.
I literally forgot about all his songs. I'm just going to be honest.
So every verses, my wife was like, this is ridiculous. I don't get why they're doing that.
Because Snoop Dogg has a super long catalog, so I was confused.
And when you actually look at some of the scorecards, a lot of people put DMX as a winner.
In their mind.
In their That's mind.
Fine.
I'm just saying.
That's fine.
That's fine. All right. So, Party Up, Rough Riders anthem, and How It's Going Down. The type of games
Stop
being
eating
played.
Nuts, because you know Keanu was like, I keep hearing you chewing in the
I'm
mic.
Not eating the nuts. What type of games being played? I should really be.
No. Okay. Are we playing these songs, or are we going to play the one that we like the most?
Yeah, just one, babe.
Do you want me to say my Snoop Dogg one, or
what song you want to play from DMX?
Well, say yours first, and then we'll pick one that we want to play.
Oh, okay. So if I had to pick my top song from that night, because it's probably not my favorite DMX song,
mm-hmm,
it would probably be Who We Be. The light, the dun, okay, the dun, that joint. And then I would probably do Stop Being Greedy.
Okay, get so which one we gonna play?
You been eating long enough, not stop being greedy.
We don't have a common one.
Ooh, slipping is another one. We can do, I'm fine with any of the ones you want. We can do Rough Riders Anthem or Party Up. I mean, those are his two most popular songs.
Yeah.
So, which one you want to do? Rough Riders. You want to do Party Up?
Yeah, Party Up.
All right, here it is. DMX, Party Up. All right, so for Snoop, all right, man, come on. For Snoop, what would be your favorite song? I guess you have a list of them because I see a paragraph in the notes. Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to tell y'all, even though I live in technically the Midwest,
get to it, babe.
The West Coast, I love dearly. She's holding
her heart.
When Snoop Dogg. I mean, I was just, it was epic. Anyway.
Oh my God.
And I didn't realize my favorite song from Snoop Dogg was technically Dr. Dre's song. I never knew this.
Wow.
Which is sad, but I don't really like Dr. Dre like that.
Which is what song?
Oh, Nothing But a G Thing.
The way you read it. Go ahead. Nothing But a G Thing. Go ahead, babe.
So, if I was to strictly pick a Snoop Dogg song, even though they're highly problematic, mm-hmm. I'm going to list a few, and I'm going to name my top one after
okay,
those.
Go, okay, so. Come on.
Ain't No Fun.
Ain't No Fun.
If go ahead. Go ahead. Okay. Which is very.
Go, babe, go.
Okay, Murder Was the Case.
What's the game?
Okay,
Murder Was the Case that they
Jenny
gave.
Juice.
Hey,
but my top would be Who Am I? What's My Name?
How
What's
that?
My Snoop Dogg? Dogg.
All right, babe.
What's my mother
all
name?
Right, all right, babe. Okay. We get it. So those are all classics. I am going to, I actually like all those songs, but I like some of his more recent stuff. My favorite song would probably be Beautiful featuring Pharrell.
From Mr. Politically Correct.
What? What are you talking about? You talking about for me?
Yeah. Trying to be the angel again.
It ain't Beautiful. I love the production on it. Dun, 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 dun. And the video was dope. All right, my wife out of breath. She just literally just damn. Was that it for music?
Yeah.
All right, that's it for music. Let's go ahead and move over into our shows and movies.
It's showtime. Showtime.
All right. So we watched a lot within the.
Uh huh.
Is it 2 weeks?
Yes. Okay. Can you talk into the microphone, please?
Anyway, we watched Fatal Affair. We can start there.
Woo.
On Netflix, starring Nia Long and Omar Epps. How did you like it?
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Not put your real score.
if we were to grade it out of 5, I would give it a 3. 2.5, maybe 3.
Yeah, same. It was, started off really well.
It went kind of fast in the beginning.
Yeah. It started off really well, though, and I really enjoyed Nia Long. Now, Omar Epps, love him, but he was not believable as this scary character.
First of all, the fact that let me not be a hater. I was going to say they still trying to mark him as a sex symbol.
Oh my goodness, that was a reach.
Did you see him turn around at the bar?
Oh, I did not think he was going to say that.
I know they was like, yo, when he turned around, the crowd gonna go crazy. That's where they lost me. But go ahead. Oh,
man, that is funny.
Nia wouldn't have looked twice at this dude. But go ahead. I was like, okay, this movie is going to be unbelievable. Babe, stay focused. Stay focused.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know you was going to say that. Oh, that was mean.
So, it was decent at the beginning, but it was kind of fast.
We laughed so hard at the end. We was cracking up.
I laughed at the entire movie. It was more of a comedy. Here's the thing.
But I love them, so they can do no wrong.
Right. And the movie was 1,000% predictable. Like, yeah. It was a typical movie. They've probably made this movie maybe 8 times already before it passed. Right. But congrats. Shout out to them. They was number one on Netflix.
Okay.
yeah, that was it was something to do.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're done.
You can hear it.
Absolutely.
I'm a fan of myself. I'm sorry. So you want me to sweat?
Just let me know when you're done. We watched The Good Fight.
Yes.
And we're
this
caught up.
This show is underrated. Like,
and here's the thing. People don't know even about the show because it's on CBS All Access.
Yes.
So unless they're getting served like an ad or something, they wouldn't know that this show exists. And we were fans of The Good Fight.
Yeah.
Even though it was a little more...
You mean The Good Wife.
The Good Wife. Yeah, sorry. We were fans of The Good Wife even though it wasn't as diverse. But yes. That makes this show that much more...
Yeah, better. Like, yeah. It's predominantly Black.
And it's Black... In regards to law, which
not
you
saying
really
that
love.
Makes it the best.
That's exactly what you said. You said it's Black. That's what makes it better.
No,
babe.
I'm just saying, like, but I'm not gonna be politically correct. I'm sorry.
I'm saying it's more relatable.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You see, how I fixed that for you.
You ain't fixed nothing. I said what I said.
Okay, but
anyway.
She's a little different today. but yeah, it's a good show. It's on CBS All Access. There's mm-hmm. a monthly subscription of like maybe $4 or $5, maybe $6.
But this show is worth it.
Do yourself a favor. I think they're on season 4, maybe 3 or 4. Get it. Get like the trial and binge it.
Exactly.
And if you like it, then keep watching it. But it's definitely worth watching.
Yes.
We're all caught up, but I think the season's not over, but because of COVID, they're like just taking a pause.
Yeah.
So The Good Fight, CBS All Access. How to Get Away with Murder. Now, I know this show ended maybe a year or two ago. It seemed like forever ago.
Know. It came back after the new year, but we missed it because
we never finished it.
Yeah, it was on our DVR, never watched it.
And then we got rid of cable.
Right. So we had to wait till they put it on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Yes.
And it's good.
One of the best shows ever.
Yeah.
And it's very sad that it's over.
And I didn't watch season 1 and 2, I think. I think I came in later. But
yeah, because you didn't believe me when I told you this was the best show on TV.
So we have 2 episodes left.
Yes.
All right, so don't ruin
it. So we don't know how it's going to end, but we'll update you.
We'll watch it this week, I'm sure. And we'll get back with
it. It's amazing.
Yeah. My favorite show, Greenleaf, is on.
He did not watch this. But I do. And the fact that this is also ending, I'm very angry because it's so good. It's about the church and the politics
good.
That mm-hmm. goes on behind the scenes, which I'm sure is real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the type of church that does this, but I'm sure it exists.
It's possible. Right.
Right. So that's good. If you want to watch it, it comes on OWN, but mm-hmm. you can watch it on Netflix.
Hulu.
And Hulu, I believe.
And Philo, if you have Philo.
Oh, yep. Let's see.
I May Destroy You, HBO.
Yes.
Are you done with that?
It's not completely over yet, I believe, but the messaging in this show is, like, needed. And
you
it's amazing
it.
To see like all the different forms of non-consenting, you know, like people being other. I can't explain it, but it's like showing you different forms of non-consenting and how something can be deemed as sexual assault or rape.
Right.
And
not just from our standpoint here in the States, but
yeah, because this show is in London,
right?
But it's something that
it's relevant.
So many people have gone through. I've gone through this in my senior year, and you know, back then it wasn't really talked about much. People blame you. You must have did something, or he didn't do this, like you're making it up, or
whatever.
They try to say, like, oh, you're not a virgin, so you couldn't have been raped, which sounds absolutely stupid. You don't have to be a virgin to be raped. And it's just like, I feel seen. I'll just say that. And I love the show.
All right. And that comes on HBO?
Yes.
Perfect.
And no, I want to clarify, I wasn't raped, but I was sexually assaulted.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's see.
Love and Marriage.
Love and Marriage is back. Love and Marriage, Huntsville. And Lord have mercy. The two main couples. It's a lot going on. Martell and his wife Melody. A lot going on.
I used to watch it. We talked about it in the earlier parts of the podcast.
I don't like that one of the couples are kind of being like banned from the show. They're on it, but you don't see them as much.
Yeah.
This last episode that I watched, they were on it a lot. Oh, so they were? I was surprised. I was like, okay, so they're going to show them. I thought they were like trying to cut them out of the show, but I want to hear this narrative, and it's just getting worse with them. He is so condescending, so misogynistic. I'm referring to Marceau. He disgusts me. I don't get how she can put up with him. And she looks embarrassed every time he opens his mouth because it's just terrible. Pray for them. They're all now Kimmy and what's the other one name? Maurice. They seem to still be in a good place. They were like the least problematic of them all.
Right.
And it's just a lot going on. And I'm just like, I miss when it was like them trying to still come together. Like, I feel like it's all petty. They need to squash it.
Well, what happens is it's very authentic the first season because it's new.
And now people are trying to play it up.
Once they know what works for ratings and how to get renewed. That's what happens with a lot of like the other shows that you watch. Like, it would start out so good, and then after a while it's like, okay, how much of this is real and how much of this is staged? And a lot of people will tell you, like Romeo and them, like the producers have a lot of to say, like, don't say it like this. We want people to think that you still like Angela. Yeah. So do, like, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of it is scripted.
Mess.
And you're gonna keep watching. All right.
I want to see what happens.
I guess.
Anyway.
All right. Love and Listening. Man, goodness, how many shows do we got?
This is just, I was just going to say to, I liked seeing how, because usually when you see real estate shows, they're primarily
Caucasian.
All Caucasian. Mm-hmm. This one, it shows like black realtors in the LA circle or whatever, like high-end luxury homes they're selling. So it was nice to see, you know, them in that type of field, because you rarely see it.
And this is their first season as well?
Second, okay, actually. And
it's a mess as well, but...
Well, it does show a lot of good. The good outweighs the bad, but it's one character in particular. I think her name is Ashley. They need to get her off the show. Like, she ruins it.
She bringing in the ratings?
No. Because she makes me exhausted. Anyway,
all of these shows making me exhausted.
I also wanted to bring up a new show. It comes on weekdays at 7 p.m. on MSNBC called The Readout. The anchor is Joyanne Reed. She is coming from The Weeknd. Mm-hmm. She did a show
called AM Joy.
Yeah. And now she's doing a new show during prime time.
Which
I know
is,
prime time is considered 8 to 10, but this is to me a prime time. Like,
it's definitely prime time, and she is the first African American female.
Yes.
Woman. To have a prime time slot, more or less, on a major network.
Yes.
Correct.
So, and she is one of my favorite anchors ever. She don't let people get on there and say false information and things like that. She'll nip it in the bud and
she real. She honest, just hits you with facts. Straightforward, transparent. I like it.
Yes.
So every,
check it out.
So every night we watch that. My wife has an alarm, and every Saturday morning we used to watch it every Saturday morning at 10. But now it's on weekday at 7 MSNBC.
Yes. Yes.
See? I ain't even gotta read your notes. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. That's it for shows.
All right. Last week or the week before, episode 43, I think it is, we played a game.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a lot of good feedback. So just to kind of keep things light, it's the summertime. And we kind of touch on a lot of topics throughout the podcast. I want to play another game.
Yes.
Just to kind of switch it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
This game is going to be called One Gotta Go. And I know you guys have heard of this before, but the objective is to have four options or four different things. And we'll give an example. And myself and my wife, we will say which one they would rather live without.
Yes.
All right. So, for example, four options: popcorn, potato chips, chocolate chip cookies, or candy. One gotta go.
For me, you said popcorn, potato chips,
chocolate chip cookies, or cookies. Let's just say cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Or candy.
For me, that's hard because...
See, everyone for you is going to be hard. I'll go first. It will be popcorn.
You crazy.
Y'all love popcorn. I can live without popcorn. Like,
I don't know. I would probably say candy because I don't really eat candy. But when I think of Hershey, that's considered
okay,
candy.
Okay, babe. Yeah, but this is going to be a long episode.
I can live without candy. I would say that.
Okay. So that's how the game go. And then we'll give our reasons. And we got a lot of different topics. It's not going to just be food related. We have music and a few other things.
All right. One gotta go. A, French fries. B, baked potato. C, mashed potatoes. D, what is that?
Hash browns.
Oh, hash browns.
It's the potato family.
Oh.
One has to go. For me, I would say baked potato.
To me, mashed potatoes.
What? Oh, yeah, I don't like mashed potatoes. I literally
I mean,
cook them.
I do, but...
I don't like baked potatoes.
I like baked potatoes, I like french fries, and I like hash browns.
Wow. We ain't got nothing in common. All right, one gotta go. This is a movie reference to Friday, the Friday movie series, Ice Cube, and Mike Epps. So, one gotta go. Debo,
mm-hmm.
Big Worm,
mm-hmm.
Cat Williams is pimping. I don't know his real name, but and Pinky. So, with this being said, one gotta go, meaning he will not be in any of the episodes, any of the movies. I'm sorry. So either Debo, Big Worm.
I can actually get rid of two, but
babe, one gotta go.
I'll pick Big Worm.
I would probably say Big Worm too. He was probably, even though he had a good a big role in the first one, he wasn't as memorable
as the other ones.
Debo and Pinky. And Pinky to me is probably my favorite.
I could have did without Cat Williams. That particular character, not him period, but that character, the pimpin'.
Oh, he was hilarious.
Whatever.
But yeah, Pinky was probably my favorite character though.
So
music.
One gotta go. DMX.
Uh-huh.
That's A. B, Lauryn Hill.
So I think these are albums.
Yeah.
Not artists. Okay. Yeah, we got it.
But I don't know the name of some of them.
Yeah. So the DMX album is It's Dark and Hell Is Hot. That's his first album.
Okay. B, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Yep.
C, Get Rich or Die Trying, 50 Cent.
Yeah.
D, College Dropout is what I'm assuming.
That is, yeah.
Kanye.
One gotta go.
For me, it would be... If I go off emotions right now,
you
it would
can't.
Be
no, don't Kanye. Cheat. Don't cheat.
But
you can't go off. You can't get rid of College Dropout, even though he's not.
I don't care.
He's not in his right mind right now. But that's oh yay.
Okay. So I would pick DMX, sorry.
Yeah, I'd probably pick DMX too.
Because I love, I had that 50 Cent album, and I had Lauryn Hill, and I had Kanye.
The only Lauryn Hill album.
Like, I used to love Kanye. Love.
You named your, oh wait, never mind.
Yeah, don't tell me.
All right.
I may or may not have had a doll named.
All right, here it is. We could definitely take that out.
A boy doll.
All right, another food. Why I get all the food ones? All right, one's got to go. Mexican food, so that's tacos and all of that.
We know.
Italian food, which is like spaghetti and pizza. We know. Jamaican food, which I'm assuming is what, like oxtails and stuff.
So
I don't know.
I can't really say because I had never had it. But
and D is soul food, which is
never given up.
Never. So for me, I would definitely say Jamaican food just because I haven't experienced it.
I feel disrespectful right now because I've never had it, so I can't keep something I've never had. So for me, it would be Jamaican food.
Yeah.
One gotta go.
Music.
A. Why Don't We Fall in Love by Anne-Marie.
Uh huh.
B. So Sick by Neo.
Mm-hmm.
C. You Got It Bad by Usher. D. Always on Time by Ja Rule.
All right. You want me to go first?
Yeah, go.
All right. Ja Rule.
I'm not. But when I said that earlier, you said,
because I thought we were talking about artists. I would have said Anne-Marie most definitely if we had to give up an artist. But Why Do Fools Fall in Love was a dope track.
Yes.
And Always on Time was not the. To me, it was a good song, but
I like that song though.
What was I don't care what you can.
Gave you my all, baby.
Baby.
You got it, you got it, baby.
You cannot give up Usher. And you can't give up So Sick of Love.
Even though I like the song, I would probably say Ja Rule.
Dude, that when Neo came out, I thought he was the.
That was my ringtone.
When Neo came, I thought he was the greatest artist of all times. I don't know why, but he was just like a breath of fresh air. I can't stand him now, but all right, because he's just weird. All right,
some of his catchphrases are like annoying.
What? Yeah, top notch.
Reserved for top notch. I hate that.
He a little
so
much. All right, let's go. Here it is. Let's do movies. All right, one gotta go. Step Brothers.
That was funny.
40-Year-Old Virgin. Office Space. Or Meet the Fockers.
Hilarious.
Hilarious. So you go first because I asked the question.
I would probably say the one I didn't see. I mean, I could get rid of both of them. B, 40-year...
You've never seen...
40-year-old version. You never I could get rid of.
You've never seen 40-year-old version?
In Office Space. But I don't know Office Space, so I'll just say Office Space.
Okay. C. Write that down, because we got to watch it.
Okay.
If you thought the other ones was funny, you got to watch Office Space.
Okay.
All right. I would probably say Office Space. I've seen them all.
Then I don't need to see
40-year-old version is a close second, though.
Somebody said Meet the Fockers.
Meet the Fockers
was
hilarious.
Hilarious. Yeah. You crazy.
And if you get any, if anyone knows me, they know I'm a huge Will Ferrell fan.
Yeah.
So, Step
you
Brothers.
Like anything.
Step Brothers and Talladega Nights. Talladega Nights. Oh my, I could just laugh.
Step Brothers
about it.
Is hilarious.
You're welcome.
Hilarious.
My wife bought me both Step Brothers and Talladega Nights. Mm-hmm. Different Christmases, but.
Yeah.
All right. That's it?
Yep.
All right. Let's go for a next one.
One has to go, and this is women of great shows.
Nostalgia.
That were on
TV
great
shows. Yeah.
So, A, Lisa Turtle, Saved by the Bell.
Mm hmm.
B. Tony Childs, Girlfriends. C. Hilary Banks, The Fresh Prince. And D. Whitley Gilbert, A Different World.
All right. I would definitely go with Tony Childs.
Me too.
Just simply Sorry. Because the whole cast, like, she wasn't the primary character.
Yeah, I like her. But, yeah, that's weird that they picked her because she wasn't really...
Yeah. And Lisa Turtle, like, she held her own.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I loved Whitley, by the way. Like, when I was a little kid watching A Different World, she was my favorite.
All right, here it is. One gotta go. Best TV Dads edition. So, we have A, Carl Otis Winslow, Family Matters. Philip Banks, The Fresh Prince. Randall Pearson, This Is Us. And Michael Kyle, My Wife and Kids. You go first.
No. Let me give the exclaim.
Disclaimer.
I mean, disclaimer.
No, thank you.
That,
oh, Lord.
I love the character, but as a dad, maybe not. On this show. Okay, which would be C, Randall Pearson.
Oh, that ain't what you said at first.
Because if we're going off best TV dad.
Best TV dad? No, it ain't best TV dad. One gotta go.
I know, but it's the best TV dad edition.
Right, okay.
So if we're basing it off of that, then yeah.
I would say the same. And that's because I already told you my answer.
One gotta go. And these are the goats of boxing.
All right.
A, Mike Tyson.
Uh-huh.
B, Mayweather.
Uh-huh.
C, Sugar Ray.
Yep.
D, Roy Jones Jr.
All right.
One gotta go.
One gotta go. I would probably say D, Roy Jones Jr.
And I was just looking at his face. It's just hilarious.
But don't get it twisted. Roy Jones was a bad boxer. Like, he was the man in his era at that time. I don't want to take nothing away from him.
Yeah.
But he's still not touching none of the other ones. Sugar Ray. He can't really get rid of Sugar Ray. He a legend. But I think what kind of took Roy Jones down was his rap career. No, I'm joking. Y'all must have forgot. All right.
Now,
have you ever seen Sugar Ray fight?
No. See, I was going to say him because I don't know him. So.
You literally just doing the default. Go ahead.
I mean, how can I keep him if I get that he was, you know, classic, a goat, but I've never seen him fight, so I can't say. He has to go.
So Sugar Ray got to go.
Yeah. Wow. Which sounds crazy, I'm sure, but how can I say it if I've never seen him fight?
All right, one got to go. Point guards, basketball. A. A. Derrick Rose.
Mm-hmm.
B. Kyrie. C. Steph Curry. D. Russell Westbrook. One got to go.
For me, it would be A.
I knew you was going to pick him. Go ahead.
I mean, I don't really know him like that, and he can go.
You just don't like him.
Anyway, I like Kyrie. I like what's his name, and Russell Westbrook is my fave. Like, I love his attitude. Like, he's my mood.
If I had to pick one, it would definitely be not by a landslide, but probably A, Derrick Rose.
Exactly.
That's only because he got injured. He never met up to his full expectation. But if he wouldn't have got
potential.
If he wouldn't have got injured, he probably would have been. I don't like playing the hypotheticals. Like, would have, could have.
Exactly. Could've. So, goodbye.
But he's still, like, to this day, even for the Pistons, to this day, he real effective. Mm. All right. Goodness.
One gotta go. And these are, I'm guessing, like, drug lords?
Of some sort.
Okay. A, Nino Brown, which is Wesley Snipes.
Babe, everybody know who Nino Brown is. Go ahead.
B, Antonio Montana.
Tony Montana.
Okay. C, Frank Lewis, which is Denzel. I don't know this character.
So jeez Louise. American Gangster, babe. Go ahead.
D, Franklin Saint, who is Damson.
That don't matter.
I forgot his last name. Oh, Damson Idris.
One gotta go. If it was for me, it would be Franklin.
You crazy.
And that's simply because all the other ones are legendary.
Well, I don't know Nino Brown.
Wow. Our next game gonna be called Black Card Revoked. Golly.
I don't know this movie either with Denzel.
American Gangster.
Uh-oh.
You still don't know.
Uh-oh. All right. But he's my favorite actor, so I know I like it. So,
who you gonna pick?
A. Nino Brown. I like what's the name, so.
Alright.
Sorry.
Alright, one gotta go. Food again. It seems like I always get the food one.
Dessert.
Alright, sweets. One gotta go. Red velvet cake, pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie, pecan pie. So go ahead. Cause they all can go. go ahead.
The one for me that has to go is sweet potato pie. Do not revoke my black card.
It's already gone. You got rid of Nino Brown, man.
And all people are like, you pick pumpkin.
My wife is
pumpkin pie over sweet. Yes.
My wife grew up in a different part of the state.
I love pumpkin pie.
It's two people I know.
And I like pecan, so I'm pretty sure I like the.
It's two people I know who like pumpkin pie. You and Kev on stage.
All right. That is good.
So you're getting rid of sweet potato pie?
Yes.
Alright. If I had to choose, it would probably be a tie between pumpkin pie and pecan pie. They both are disgusting.
I've never had pecan pie, but you didn't say you like. I like pecans.
Pecans or pecans?
Pecans.
I like pecans. Alright.
Pecans. Whatever. However you say it.
Alright, another food one. Bad one asides. Go ahead, babe.
Alright, one has to go. And this is like Thanksgiving.
Bad one asides. Side dishes. Right.
Okay. A. Dressing. B. Macaroni and cheese. C. Candy yams. D. Collard greens. You want me to go?
No. Okay. I'm gonna go first. If I had to choose, unless it's my wife's, I can probably live without dressing. I can have any other starch, mashed potatoes or rice. Collard greens, macaroni and cheese, and yams is like a staple.
For me, it would be D, collard greens. Not really a collard fan. I eat it just to eat it, but it's not like it's like, oh my God, this is bomb. No.
And I could probably live without it as well, but everybody can't make dressing. So that's the thing. It's like, it literally has to be good. But that's my answer. I'm going to stick to it.
I'm good at dressing? Yes.
Yeah. Uh-uh. I'm going to change my answer to D.
No.
It ain't too late. I got to edit the podcast. My answer is D. One got to go. Chicken sandwiches. This is making us hungry. All right. You about to cry. One got to go. A. Chick-fil-A sandwiches. B. Wendy's sandwich. Chicken sandwich. C. The McChicken. And D. Popeye's chicken sandwich. One got to go. You want me to go?
Man, they all good.
And my wife love a good McChicken.
Yeah.
Even though it don't look the most appetizing.
Right.
But it is bomb. One got to go.
Even though it's a dollar, it's really good.
And then you add that pickle to it. Oh my goodness.
Man, I can't believe I'm saying this because I like this restaurant over McDonald's. I would probably say the Wendy chicken sandwich.
Ooh, have you had their chicken sandwich though?
No. It's hard. I would probably say McDonald's because it's the lowest quality.
Okay. Good.
But it's good. But
that's a good answer. If I had to pick, I would say C as well, the McChicken.
Yeah.
If you had to pick your favorite, what would it be? Hands down, Chick-fil-A.
Period.
All right, let's do Battle of the Boy Bands. Music groups. One gotta go. Go ahead, babe.
A. New Edition.
Uh-huh.
B. Drew Hill. C. Boys to Men. D. 112.
Oh, that's a hard
one. You go first.
Ooh, that's a hard one.
They was good, but not as good to me as the others. So.
Yeah, I would probably say C. Boys to Men. No, wait.
Outro Rack Me.
Like, I don't think you understand how many hits
Like, if I had to think right now, and I know people are going to be like, what?
What you mean?
I can't think of one song.
From New Edition?
Drew Hill. I can't even think, like, if I had to think right now, I can't think of one song.
See, I think Cisco and Drew Hill is synonymous, because Cisco had a bigger solo career. So that's, yeah, I would probably say
I like Cisco, but I wasn't really a fan of
You wouldn't
Drew.
Be able to name the other characters. You don't know Woody, Nokia, you don't know none of them.
Yeah. So I would personally, and I'm sure they had some great songs.
They did.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I don't remember them, so.
All right.
Drew Hill for me.
We agree. One got to go. B, Drew, Hizzle, out this joint.
All right, one got to go. And these are comedians. A, Kevin Hart. B, Eddie Murphy. C, Martin Lawrence. D, Dave Chappelle.
So one got to go.
Got to go.
And all of their work. Like, that's how it works. That's how it goes.
Easy for me.
You said it's easy?
Yeah, compared to all the other ones, yes, easy. Kevin Hart. Like him, love his comedy, but compared to Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, all the things that they've done.
Right.
And Dave Chappelle, absolutely not. No.
So outside of the Chappelle show.
And his actual comedy, like, are you crazy? No.
Yeah, it would have to be. Because my thing is, you thinking
all
just
of their work. All
of their work. So, like, the Chappelle show was huge, but Kevin Hart had a bunch of movies on top of his comedy stand up. Like, we kind of got reintroduced to stand up through Kevin Hart.
Okay, that's cool.
Wow. That's a hard one. I would feel easy. It's not an easy one. I would say Kevin Hart as well. We're not comparing who the funniest. We seeing one got to go and all their work. Kevin Hart has a bigger body of work than Chappelle. Even though Chappelle got the Chappelle show.
So, he's the GOAT.
All right. Yeah, Kevin Hart. Oh, that one hurt my heart.
But what? So, this is the last one. And these are celebrations that have to go.
Yeah, holidays.
A, Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
B, Thanksgiving. C, your birthday. D, Valentine's Day.
Oh, one gotta go.
Right.
If it was up to me, I know I don't know how this would sound, but I could probably live without my birthday. One gotta go. It's gonna be my. I don't know what that sound like to y'all, but I could definitely live without my birthday. I'm not getting rid of Thanksgiving or Christmas because I actually enjoy Christmas. That's my favorite holiday. And you really don't like Christmas.
No.
And Valentine's Day is your favorite holiday.
Yeah. I love Valentine's Day. I love Thanksgiving. The foodie in me.
You don't? And you
don't like celebrating my birthday. I don't like Christmas. So.
And you don't like
Christmas. It could be one of those.
Like, all right. If you had to pick. Because I like everything about Christmas. Not even just the day, but I like that time of year, that Christmas music, you don't like snow. You don't. So pick your answer. A, Christmas. Go ahead.
Between that and my birthday.
Pick one.
I would probably pick my birthday as well.
Oh my. All the negative things you just said about Christmas. You don't want to. What? You going to pick your birthday too?
Well, I could say Christmas. Either one.
Say the one you really want to say.
I don't like Christmas.
You do not like Christmas.
I don't.
At all.
I do like the songs.
All right, babe. We done. Are we finished or are we done?
We're done.
All right, guys. Yeah, that was it. We could have, if we would have actually sat down and wrote out our own questions, we got these like randomly offline.
We could have made it better.
But. Yeah, we definitely could have probably had some better ones. But if you guys want to share any of them with us, as always, a lot of you guys email us or write us on social media, but let us know. Send us an email, shoot us a DM and say, hey, one gotta go, and we'll let you know what our answers are. All right, appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for listening.
Yes, thank you. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
My name is Mark.
My name is Kim.
All right, and we are
out.
Peace.